Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God. Good God morning to all of you all today. So glad that you've decided to join us this morning and get tuned in quite early. I'm thankful to God for this another day. He has allowed us to see one more time. Give him praise and glory and honor for that, because his grace and his mercy is new every day. So thank you, Lord, for blessing me, all the listeners, all those who are tuned in globally to see another day. Lord God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I'm your host this morning, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, and we are standing in prayer in the gap for you this morning, praying that you all's day will go just as you commanded, just as you desire, just that you're seeking for. We are very close to the holiday season, or the holiday itself, and I want to make sure that we are touching the throne of grace, because what is important is that with sometimes when holidays or birthdays, things like that come upon us, some of our gates begin to open and we leave windows open, and that's when tragedy comes and that's when incidents come. So what we want to be a little extra, as the young folk are saying today. We want to do a little extra around the holidays. So we are prepared to pray for you this morning, intercede for you this morning, and we are prepared to do our comprehensive prayer for you this morning. I am so glad that our West Coast pastor has joined us this morning, Pastor Melavante. And he will be doing the comprehensive opening prayer this morning. So I want you all to draw your hearts and minds in and really get focused. Let's really, really have some bullseye prayers this morning, because God says in his word that sometimes our prayers aren't answered because we pray amiss. Well, I'm praying against that this morning, and that God will just give us bullseye prayers. But anyway, Pastor, are you here with us this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
We hear you just fine. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in right early. We are excited. We are ready to bow down on our knees and just go before the Heavenly Father. And I don't want to take up all the time. I want you to go right on ahead and just begin to command our day. God bless you, men of God.
Amen. Thank you so much. Grace and shalom, men and women of God. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Jesus, precious Lamb of God, we thank you. We uplift your name. We give you glory today. We just come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving and praise. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Father God, as we move into this holiday period of the year, Father, we just want to uplift those, Father, that are battling and dealing with depression, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come standing on agreement, Father, and we decree and declare right now, Father, that sadness, Father, heaviness, the spirit of heaviness, Father. Father, we dismantle the plans of the enemy, Father. Father, we cancel out the plans of the enemy, Father. Father, we cover those, Father, that are battling with depression with the blood of Jesus, Father. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, that they are healed, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, a spirit of joy, Father, to enter their lives and their homes, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to uplift those that are traveling, Father, this holiday season, Father. Father, as part of the country, Father, is dealing with inclement weather, Father, we ask right now, Father, that you give your angels charge, Father, over those going back and forth, to and fro on the highways and the byways, that you extend to them, Father, a traveling mercy, O Heavenly Father, that they make it to and from their destinations, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Father, we want to uplift those, even in ministry, Father. Father, those, Father, that are dealing with ministry partners that are dealing with depression as they deal with their own families, Father. Father, we just ask that you strengthen those, Father, in ministry, O Heavenly Father. Father, your word says, Father, that we that wait upon the Lord, Father, that we will mount up on wings as eagles, that we will run and not get weary, we will walk and not faint. So, Father, we decree and declare right now, O Heavenly Father, that we will mount up on wings as eagles, Father. Father, that we will run and not get weary. Father, we will walk and we will not faint, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, right now we're asking, Father, that you just pour into us, O Heavenly Father, and rejuvenate us and re-strengthen us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We uplift and magnify your name right now, Father. Father, there are those, many of us, Father, that are in need, O Heavenly Father, and this time of year, Father, just magnifies that need, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we stand on your word, Father. We decree and declare, Father, this day, O Heavenly Father, that you, our God, shall supply our every need, Father, according to your riches and glory. So, Father, we loose those things, O Heavenly Father, that will answer our prayers, that will answer our needs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, we ask that you just give us a heart, Father, of praise in this season, O Heavenly Father, to give you thanks, Father, to give you praise, Father, for all the things that you've done. Father, even the things that we don't notice, O Heavenly Father. Father, we don't, even when we're in the midst of trouble, Father, we don't realize, Father, that our utilities might be on. Father, that we are clothed. Father, that we are eating every day. Father, that we have a roof over our head, Father, and Father, we have millions of reasons to be joyous, Father, and to give you praise, O Heavenly Father, and to just uplift your name, Father, and to magnify your name and give you glory, Father. So, Father, let us begin to just give you praise and give you glory, O Heavenly Father, and uplift and magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father, and, Father, everyone, Father, that is in earshot, Father, of this prayer, O Heavenly Father. Father, we're asking, Father, that you favor them today, O Heavenly Father. Father, the command of our day, Father, is that we are your favored ones, Father, and we are favored in all that we do, Father. We are favored, Father, in every endeavor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. And these words that we have spoken before your throne of grace, Father, we decree them to be so. In your Son, Jesus' matchless name, we say amen, amen, and amen.
God bless you, man of God. We so appreciate you standing in the gap, being that bloodstained banner this morning on behalf of God's people. I thank you so much. We know that this man of God is gearing up for work this morning. So he opened us up in prayer, and he wanted to be able to share and be with us. I'm going to release your mic from you, but God bless you. May you have a God-ordained day. May God keep you in favor, be before you as glory as your rear guard. God bless you.
Amen. God bless everyone.
So, Radio Land, Blog Talk Radio Land, we are still having you to be tuned in, but if you haven't invited someone already, please do. We are praying live for you. You can have them go over to Follow Me As I Follow Christ prayer page on Facebook, which is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. They can like our page, and they can also submit prayer requests. We leave scriptures. Through the week, we do get prayer requests in there, and we continue in prayer for that. It's not just on Saturday morning. It's not just on Tuesday evening. We have joined in. We have partnered with another ministry on Tuesday night, and we make sure that we are praying for you. So I'm hoping you all can hear me okay. I feel like I'm getting some feedback this morning, technological feedback. But anyway, we're praying all throughout the week for everyone. And we're excited also because as the year is getting ready to close, I've been getting a lot of people asking if we were going to have the all-night prayer, in which I am trying to still pray about and make sure we're in alignment with God about. But that all-night prayer would consist of us being able to get on the line and pray the new year in. That would be New Year's Eve until New Year's Day. And we might not do the 12-hour shift that we usually do. It might be just a little bit shorter. But do help us pray that we are doing the will of the Father and not just trying to satisfy people, because sometimes flesh can get in the way and you can feel excited over something. And as I've written in my book, a good idea may not necessarily be a God idea. It might not be the preordainment of the Lord. And I don't want us to suffer unnecessary attacks. And so this is where we would use the wisdom of God and pray to the throne of grace and allow God to speak to us. So I'm still in the process of doing that. But yes, should we pray without ceasing? Most definitely. So we will get back to you this week on that as to if we will be praying all night and praying the new year in. That is just one of our announcements. Also, we are announcing and requesting very quickly that if you all have any old clothing, any old shoes, books, appliances that still work, we're asking you to please contact us through the FMFC email and let us know. We want to be able to continue a fundraiser for a mission trip that the ministry is trying to do, LFC. And, you know, we have to reach beyond ourselves sometimes and not be so concerned with what we can do for us, me, myself, and I. But we're trying to bless some other people. And everybody knows that even when you are trying to bless somebody else, it takes money. It takes resources. So we're having a fundraiser. Just get in touch with me by fmfcchicago@outlook.com and let me know if you'll be able to donate, give some items away for fundraising. But until then, we're just excited that the Lord is doing all that he is doing and encompassing all that he's encompassing. We want to also give a praise report. A young lady has messaged me. God bless her. Thank you for the testimonial. It looks as though here she sent a message saying that I contacted you all for prayer for a vehicle so that I can get me and my kids, so that I can get to work and drive me and my kids to school. And she said, you all prayed. I listened to the prayer. I know you prayed. And I now have a new car to take my kids to school and I can go to work. Oh, hallelujah. I just want somebody to give us some praise on this morning. I just want you to rejoice with us this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and what? Be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. You know, that anytime a praise report comes in, I'm so super excited. I'm so super appreciative when you all stop, when you pause long enough to give us the praise report on the prayers that we have prayed. So I'm thankful to God for you all today, for how you were able to connect in faith with us and pray for this mom so that she can have a new vehicle. God is no shorter than his word. So God bless you, woman of God, for definitely getting back with us with that praise report. We are going to get ready to continue to pray as the prayer requests are coming in, they're rolling in, and we want to pray for you. So invite someone. They can dial in at 213 646-943-3799. They can tune in live. They can submit their prayer requests. We are here ready to pray with you and for you. And on that note, I want to pray for this prayer request here that states, okay, the wisdom. This was somebody else. They're asking for wisdom. They're trying to bless 10 families with $1,000. Oh, hallelujah. But they want the wisdom to know which families to pray for as they're reading through the letters. So we're going to pray for that prayer request this morning. We're going to pray that the Lord, definitely lead them and guide them into all truth. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, first and foremost, we just enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. God, we bless and magnify your name today. Father, I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and trespasses, everything that has offended you, God, everything that stinks in your nostrils. We ask, God, that you would just forgive us right now, move by your Spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're not coming on behalf of ourselves, but we're coming trying to command the day on behalf of someone else, Lord God. This woman of God, Lord God, who has been blessed financially, and so she wants to be a blessing. And so, Lord, as they read through the letters, you said when people seek counsel, in the multitude of counsel, there is liberty. And Lord God, we ask that you would just bless them. Lord God, with just wisdom and guidance and instruction of which families they need to give this $1,000 to. Lord God, we don't know, but you know everything. You know every impoverished situations that families are facing. And so, Lord God, we ask that you will give them that divine wisdom to know which emails to choose so that the proper people are being blessed on today. Lord, we ask that you continue to give seed to the sower. Yes, they have the finances for 10 families, but Lord God, we speak that there will even be a broadening of that, an enlargement of that, enlarge their territory to bless families, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I speak right now that there will even be more abundance, that there will be such a donation given to this organization that 20, 40, 80 families can be blessed with $1,000 or $5,000. But God, I speak over that organization that they will be prosperous in the mighty name of Jesus, and that they will continue to do right and to give unto families in need in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you will bless the woman that's heading it up, strengthen her body as she has many things upon her plate. But Lord God, she's pausing long enough to bless your family, to bless your people, to be just what you will have for her to be in this particular time and season. Lord God, order her steps in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that you will even put protective angels all around her. Lord God, as she is such a blessed woman of God, that she is such a woman that has so much prosperity, that she is covered by the blood, and that no one could try and rob her. No one would try to kidnap her. No one would try to do harm unto her, but we dispatch the angels of protection to be all around her in the mighty name of Jesus, and that she's covered by the shadow of your wings on today, oh God. I ask that you will bless her organization, that it would just grow more and more. Send the type of people that you will have for that organization to work for. Lord God, you mandate them to come and let them answer. Let her see those that are true for it and right for that organization to work there. That, Lord God, everyone will be in alignment of your will and purpose In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We magnify you this morning for everything that's already done victoriously, triumphantly on her behalf. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and I do decree these things to be so. Hallelujah. We are continuing in prayer on this morning. We are continuing to move forward. We have yet another caller. Good morning. Do you have a prayer request for us this morning?
I'm healing within my body. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you, caller. Healing in your body. We are definitely here for you and to pray on behalf of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this woman of God is coming before you, Lord God, humbly but boldly. Lord God, I'm praying and linking my faith with hers this morning. She needs healing in her body. You know all things. Lord God, you are the creator of her vessel. And so, Lord God, you know all the ins and outs of her body. You know everything that has come out of alignment. You know just where the enemy has sent an attack. But Lord God, we're lifting up her entire body from the crown of her head, oh God, to the soles of her feet this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will begin to do a quick work, a complete work within her body in the name of Jesus. We speak, Lord God, that every organ will come into alignment of healing. Every blood vessel, Lord God, will come into alignment of healing. Every blood cell, the red blood cells, the white blood cells, Lord God, I speak that they will come into alignment of healing. You said by Jesus Christ's stripes we are healed. Well, Lord God, I speak a 39 stripe blessing over this woman right now. Let her begin to feel your healing oil. Let her begin to feel your healing power in the name of Jesus. And where every vertebrae, the disc, are out of alignment, I speak that they will come into alignment, Lord God, where there might be arthritic pain, Lord God. I come up against osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. I speak that all inflammation will have to go and cease in the name of Jesus, and that you will bring fluidity into her joints and remove stiffness and inflammation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you said healing is the children's bread. So I speak right now in the name of Jesus that she will eat from the entire loaf on today, oh God, and that you will allow her to just feel your power in the mighty name of Jesus doing this right now work as you are an omnipresent God. So, Lord God, we speak even where the doctors might say one thing, I come up against it, Lord God, that you will be that triumphant and victorious Father in her life, proving yourself once again, oh God, in the name of Jesus, having thine own way for her and on behalf of her, that the next time that she goes into the doctor's office, Lord God, they are not able to find any issues. They are not able to find any problems. They are not able to find any misalignments. They are not able to find any brokenness because, Lord God, your blood has come into her body and it is sealed every crack and every crevice with healing, oh God. Even headaches or stress, we come up against them in the mighty name of Jesus and we bind them up, oh God, in the mighty name of
Jesus.
That you will prevail in her life and stress will no longer be a factor, but joy will resonate in her body. Joy will resonate in her spirit and your glory will rest upon her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, having thine own way. Lord God, let her know that your yoke is easy and your burden is light on today, oh God, and that everything that she seeks after, as long as she seeks you first, oh God, that you will give unto her. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you will give the desires of our heart. Give her the delight, Lord God, to satisfy you in every way. Give her the delight, Lord God, to share her footsteps will be ordered by you, O God, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus.
In
Father,
the name
we
of
just
Jesus.
Thank you for her this morning. We just magnify you for her this morning because, Lord God, she had enough faith, hallelujah, to call in. And you said those who have the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move a mountain. So we speak to
yes.
every mountain in her life that it must be moved in the mighty name of Jesus. It must speak in the mighty
yes,
name of
yes.
Jesus. And it must go in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you.
Thank
and we
you,
just
Jesus.
Praise you and magnify you
thank
for
you,
her
Lord.
On behalf of her. And we decree victory to be so.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for
God
calling
you.
In. Make sure you invite someone to the station to get prayer.
Yes. Anytime or just mornings?
This particular prayer for Saturdays is live from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. We are praying, and then we have prayer on Tuesday nights live once more. That phone number for Tuesday night prayer is Sister Minister Talitha. Okay, I was hoping she could give out. You can still leave all prayer requests also on our Facebook page, and that is
okay.
FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Yes, ma'am. And
what
like
is
I
it?
Said, make sure you invite someone. I beg your pardon?
What was the Facebook page?
FMFC. So it's Follow Me As I Follow Christ.
Okay.
FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like our page, you can submit it that way as well.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So you are more than welcome. Please invite anyone you like, because the main thing is we are trying to pray with people and for people on behalf of people because people are
Amen.
Going through. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Not a problem at all. So, yes, we are yet live and praying for you, with you, and on behalf of you. And we want you to know that, yes, we're here for you, and we're touching the throne of grace, asking God to be just who he is for you in your life. We are having prayer this morning, but yet we have another warrior on the line this morning. God bless you, Sister Kenyatta. Are you with us?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am.
Praise him. God bless you this morning. So glad to hear your beautiful voice. We are yet touching the throne of grace this morning, looking forward to God moving by his spirit. And I'm asking you as well to pray for the people. And we do have a prayer request here. Okay. This prayer request is for a grandmother who is suffering with asthma, and so we, matter of fact, just pray for her if you don't mind, and to pray for also a family that has asked for prayer through me who has lost their dad. So we're looking for prayer for the bereaved and prayer for this grandmother who is suffering. We know that this weather can be a little much for asthma sufferers, but we're going to ask God to heal her. So if you be so kind, this family has lost their father. They need strength, and they need to fly out to Vegas, actually, to get enough resources that they are able to fly to Las Vegas. But, woman of God, go ahead. God bless you.
God bless everyone in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you right now, Father. Father, we come, Father, because you told us that we can cast all of our cares upon you, that you care for us, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we come to the throne of grace boldly, Father, that we might obtain mercy and find grace, Father, in the time of need. So, Father, we stretch our hands to you, Father, knowing, Father, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof and all that dwell therein. So, Father, we seek your Holy Spirit right now, Father. We seek your comfort. We seek your peace, Father. Father, we know, Father, in your word, Father, in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, it tells us that we can enter into your rest, Father. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you give rest, Father. We allow that you will allow the families of the grandmother, Father, that's suffering with asthma to enter into your rest. And we ask that you would allow all of the bereavement families, Lord Jesus, to enter into your rest right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we're lifting up the grandmother, Father, that has asthma, Father. In your word, Lord Jesus, we know, Father, that you took all of our sicknesses. You took our pain. You took the diseases. You took the viruses, Father. You took that all. And therefore, by your stripes, we are healed, Father. So we lose healing in the grandmother right now, Father. We ask, Father, that your healing power will penetrate into her lungs, Father, and penetrate throughout her body, Father, that she will feel anew, Father. Your word says that any man be in Christ, that he is a new creature, Father. So, Father, we bless her, Father, and we know, Father, up in heaven, you have new members, Father, and that means that you have new parts for us, Father. So we declare and decree right now new lungs for this grandmother, Father, that she can breathe like she's never breathed before, Father, that she can breathe the clean air, and she can breathe in and breathe out without any problem, Father.
Hallelujah.
We declare and decree right now, Father, that she will go wherever she wants to go, Father, and have a testimony that you are a healing God. You're still in the healing business. You're still blessing us with miracles, Father. We declare and decree right now, Father, that you are a God that will stand and deliver on your promises right now, Father. We ask belief, Father, that you will give to this grandmother, Father, that she will walk according to your word, Father, and believe that she is healed right now, Father, and declare and decree, Father, throughout her day, Father, and week and month and year, that you are a living God, and you still sit high, Father, and still look low in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we declare and decree right now that this grandmother is healed in Jesus' name, Father, that she will, Father, bless someone else, Father, with her blessing that she received, Lord Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father, that the breath she breathed, Father, will be coming from you, Father, and that she will tell everybody she know, Lord Jesus, that you are still a praise-giving God, Father, and that she will be blessed in her praise, Father, that she will be blessed wherever she go, Father. She will be blessed in coming, and she'll be blessed in going in the name of Jesus, Father. And we lift up all bereavement families right now, Father. We lift up this family that lost their dad, Father. Father, your word tells us that you are a lifter of our head, Father. So, and there is no sorrow that you cannot heal, Father. So, Father, we declare and decree that there's a bomb in Gilead right now in the name of Jesus, that this family, Father, will feel your peace, Father. They will feel your comfort, Father. And they will know that you are a blessing, God, and that you don't make mistakes, Father. Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, we allow you to do your job, Holy Spirit. God's word says that you are our comforter. So, Holy Spirit, Father, we right now, Father, will allow you to be the comforter to this family, Father. Holy Spirit, we allow you to bring them into all truth, Father. Speak to their hearts, speak to their minds, Father, that they find peace in this sorrowful time, Father, that they will find joy in this sorrowful time, Father, and that they will find happiness in this sorrowful time. Father, the Lord, your word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we declare and decree right now that they have strength in your word, Father. They have strength within their spirit, Lord Jesus. And we bless you right now, Father. Give them strength to travel, Father. Father, give them the peace of mind that they need to take care of the business that they have to take care of regarding this death, Father. And, Father, we bless your holy name, Father, because, Father, we know that all things work for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to your purpose, Father. So we bless your holy name this day. We stand on your word, Father. When there's nothing else that we can do, we will stand in the name of Jesus, Father. We bless your holy name, Father. We pray for all other bereavement families right now, Lord Jesus. Father, we just bless your holy name, Father, because man has said that this is a season of sorrow and this is a season of depression, but we come against the spirit of depression right now. We come against the spirit of loneliness right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we, Father, declare and decree that your spirit will rise up against us, that we will feel the love that you have already given us. We will feel the comfort that you have given us. We will feel the peace that you have given us. And therefore, we declare and decree that there will not be any depression. There will not be any loneliness. There will not be any sadness. For you are the reason for this season. We declare and decree, Father, the Spirit of Jesus Christ will rise up this season, that no one will feel left out. No one will feel lonely. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, we declare, and we decree right now that we have the victory in Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, because you are a prayer-hearing God. Your word says that you will hear the prayers of the righteous, and we thank you right now for hearing our prayer, Father. We thank you right now for declaring us, Father, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank you for declaring that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you for declaring that we are the lender and not the borrower. We thank you for declaring that we are overcomers, that we are more than conquerors. So therefore, Father, we declare and decree, Father, that we will enter into your rest, and we will rise up and be the children of God that you have made us and created us to be. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless your holy name this day. We thank you for this opportunity to bless your name, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, to just bless someone else with your word, Father. So we thank you right now. We declare and decree, Father, and our victory right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We lift you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ and call it done, because Jesus said it's already finished. It's already finished. It's already finished. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We bless and magnify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord. Yes, we do count it done this morning. God is so awesome. God is so great. God is so magnificent. He is omnipotent. All of those things we
hallelujah.
We just couldn't, there's not enough adjectives to describe our Father. There isn't enough words to say how thankful we are to him, thanking you for your grace and your mercy, your healing power. I think people sometimes, Sister Kenyatta, sometimes they just get used to reciting scripture. But what happens when the scripture becomes real to you in your life?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What happens when you just really do know him as a healer versus by Jesus Christ? By Jesus Christ's stripes, we are healed. Okay, we say it, but what happens when we know it? You know, that means now you have a relationship with him as a healer. You know him as a healer. You're not just talking about him as a healer. This thing becomes personal to you and to us. So we thank God for his healing power. I know know him as a healer. I know I know him as a deliverer. I know him as a keeper. I know him as a provider. So, see, I done been through some things, and the Lord has dropped me out.
Hallelujah.
Brought me out. Yes, Lord. So we are thankful today and praising him. We do have one more infirmity that someone has submitted this morning. And it's a beautiful thing because this person is another radio host. And she's a lot more well-known than I am. But she is requesting prayer for her sore throat this morning. I'm not going to say her name out loud, but I will just say that she is a well-known radio host. And so I am going to just lift her up, God, as she is even trying right now to speak and to do and to be active, Lord God, in prayer and natural remedies. I lift her up, Lord God, asking you in the mighty name of Jesus that you will just touch her throat, heal her throat, soothe her throat in the name of Jesus, that you will, Lord God, take away whatever infection that there is that settled up in there. Take it away now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in her life this morning as she uses her voice, her throat, her mouth as a mouthpiece to reach the kingdom citizens, to bless people like me. Lord God, she needs her the activity of all of her limbs. And so, Lord God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to just go within her body and use that balm of Gilead and soothe her throat. Break up the yoke of sickness and infirmity out of her body. Audible say, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you would even touch and heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Don't let this sickness travel to another part of her body, but allow it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to stop, cease, and desist and die out, never to plague her again. Don't let her go on continuously throughout this day, this week, Lord God, with sickness in her body. But I speak to sickness right now to be gone. I speak to infirmity right now to leave her body in the name of Jesus. Abashanda, Lord God, touch, heal, and deliver. Set free in the name of Jesus. For Lord God, we thank you that you've already answered prayer before we even ask. And so, Lord God, I bless you and I magnify you. I lift you up and I honor you, oh God, for her victory on today. Thank you right now that even now she's feeling better. Even now, Lord God, that the infirmity is gone and she's not going to have to go through extreme measures to feel better. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. We just praise you and we just magnify you and we decree these blessings over her life to be so in Jesus' mighty name. All right, we are still live this morning praying for you and we are standing in intercession for you this morning. And we are listening to your prayer requests, whatever it is that you stand in the need of. Go ahead on. Let somebody know that they have 10 minutes left, 10 minutes that we are live, 10 minutes that we are still interceding on your behalf. Amen. God bless you this morning. God bless you, caller. Do you have a prayer request this morning? God bless you. I don't know if there. Can you hear me? Do you have a prayer request this morning? Okay. Well, maybe they can't hear that their mic is open, but whoever you are, caller, God bless you for dialing in, tuning in. We're going on down the line. God bless you. Good morning. Your mic is open. Okay, so we do also have callers who are not able to speak live, but they just listen in, which is okay. We're still lifting you up in prayer. We're still going before the throne of grace. We are still interceding for you, because the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And so we want to reach beyond the walls this morning. We want to reach beyond the church this morning, and we want to reach the throne of grace. So I'm asking all the prayer warriors out there to lift up the prisoners even, and lift up, I want to pray a quick prayer for the homeless today. Many of you all know that the weather today is going to be negative here in Chicago. It's going to be 40 to 50 mile an hour winds and snow and sleet. So, you know, we got to cover people. Some people don't have warm houses. Some people don't have warm apartments. Some people don't have cars. So we want to lift them up today. Father God, I lift up these the homeless people today, God, that have nowhere to be warm, nowhere to go, God. But Lord God, I'm asking you to warm their bodies, to cover them from the harsh winds and the snow, the rain, the sleet, the ice. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, don't let them die from frigid, cold, and icy winds. But Lord God, you encamp your shadow of your wings all around them. Bundle them up, God. Let them be warm. Let them feel your presence. Lord God, let there be enough shelters available to them. Don't let the shelters be cruel, God, and put them out. But Lord God, let them be merciful unto the homeless. Let there be more warming stations for the people, God. In the name of Jesus, let there be an abundance of coats and socks and gloves and hats for the people, God. They're standing in need. And Lord God, I'm asking you to please bless them abundantly. Let them have something to eat, to put on their bellies, oh God. Keep sickness from them. They can't help but get sick because they're out there in these frigid weather, these inclement temperatures. But Lord God, I'm asking you right now to not let that happen. Don't let them get sick. Don't let them be diseased. Don't let them get frostbite today, oh God, but warm them, oh God. I speak blankets come their way. I speak shelters open up doors. I speak hospitals open up their doors. I speak that the mayor will begin to open up warming units for them. Lord God, if they can't get to a warming unit, let them be able to get to a mall or something where there is heat. But God, I speak mercy, Abba Shanda, over these homeless people, oh God. I speak mercy in the name of Jesus. And then I speak resources to come forth from the north, south, east, and west, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that people are able to have the resources that they need to be warm, the resources that they need to eat, the resources that they need to travel. Let car fare come in abundance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let the people be merciful. Let us look beyond ourselves. If they buy in a Christmas gift, let it be beyond who we are, Lord God, beyond who our children are. But let us look out for somebody else, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit and have thine own way. Father, we just thank you. Give your name the praise, glory, and the honor. And we decree these things so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. Lord, I thank you for all the victories that went forth this morning, for how we have commanded the day for so many. And I want everybody to like our Facebook page, which is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, for we are praying for you all this morning. Don't forget, we will be live again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are praying for you. I'm asking you, if you have any donations, please send them to Follow Me As I Follow Christ. We're at P.O. Box 558-394 in Chicago, 60655. So once again, that's FMFC, P.O. Box 55394 in Chicago, 60655, to help us do a continuous kingdom work before God. All donations are tax deductible, so just let us know that you would like to receive a receipt. So we thank you all for tuning in. We bless you all for tuning in. Don't forget to invite someone next time, or just text any prayer requests that you may have this morning to 847-942-9979. God bless you, men and women of God.
Lifting up their hands, they bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen. God has spoken. So let the church say, let the church let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.